And I just can't put myself away under a spell. I can't break, I just can't stop. What's up, KD Time friends? Welcome back to another episode of KD Time, that sometimes weekly but mostly timely podcast for each and every podcast fan. I'm your host, KD, and on this podcast series, I bring all kinds of topics to the table, from discussing culture, movies, TV shows, music. Music, sports, food, and of course, general nostalgia. Join in the fun, share, and subscribe wherever you are listening. And let's get into it. So, hello and welcome again to this podcast. In 2008, so in this episode, I started singing Closer by Neo, my favorite R&B artist, okay? And in 2008, a lot happened. A lot happened in 2008. It had the summer. I started working at the camp that changed my life, Sunshine Acres. It was the year I was a junior in high school, which meant testing and SATs and college, essays and prep and all that jazz. And I know that's only a snippet of what the year was like for me, but it was so long ago. And the memories I do have are what I hold on to. Anything else that happened that year that I cannot remember on my own, unless I took maybe some pictures or talk about it with friends and family, still happened regardless, right? So listen, all right, listen to this. I can barely remember everything that happened this year. So to remember things from over 10 years ago is a lot. I remember meeting a guy that summer and falling for him almost instantly. Summer lovin' had me a blast. Summer lovin' happened so fast. Listen, it really did feel like the movie Grease that summer. I know that I fell in love with this guy, and I thought for sure I was going to be with him for the rest of my life. But that didn't happen, which is fine, okay? I also remember creating a bunch of different friendships that still mean the world to me today. I met one of my best friends in 2008, and I love her so incredibly much. Shout out to you, Nikki. Yes, she was on KD Time a few episodes. Like, well, it's been a while. Hopefully she'll come back. But she was on that episode, episode 30, which was called For the First Time. And, you know, you could go listen to that after listening to this. But in this episode, I am bringing it back to another album analysis. This time around, it is Year of the Gentleman, and I'm so excited to get into it. He did a lot of good songs that year. He also, you know, it was his third studio album, and I can't believe, like, it's coming up on, well, it's that came out in 2008, and we're in 2023, so given the math, 23 minus 8 is clearly 15, right? No, it's not. Well, is it 15? Yes, it is. Oh, yeah. Math, baby. Math. Let me just double check because I feel like my math is off. So, I was not off. It was definitely 15. Let's go, math. All right. So, a little bit of background about the Year of the Gentleman album. Again, it came out in 2008, and it's an R&B and pop album. Same label, Def Jam, Compound, all that good jazz. It's by Neo. And this album was actually named in honor of Neo's artistic influences. And he cites that the 1960s American group Rat Pack, particularly members Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr., were some of those influences, and also inspired the style of music and the clothes and everything that, you know, was put into this particular album. He even said himself that he was trying to take it back to where you couldn't walk out the house unless you looked your best. And he spends majority of the album in nice suits he wears, and he also wears a hat, but he puts on a suit and just kind of like, he comments on the fact that he liked that Nat King Cole and Frank Sinatra and Sammy Davis Jr., they were always suited, and everything is right from top to bottom. And, you know, not saying that it has to be exactly a suit, because clothes don't really make the man, it's the attitude and the person, obviously. So, you know, the music, he said the music needs to personify that. And I thought that was really good. I thought that that was a simple and honest answer as to why this is called the Year of the Gentleman. Gentlemen typically wear suits and ties. You know, not all, you don't have to wear a suit and tie to be a gentleman, guys. That is not what I'm saying at all. But, you know, in a certain age of life, there were people or men particularly that would dress suited up, and it would kind of just exude their presence in a room. Don't get me wrong, ladies. Like, if you see a man coming in that looks a little, you know, let's say he's got on baggy jeans and a long t-shirt, or, you know, maybe some skinny jeans and a tight t-shirt or something, and he's got all of these different like, he's got on maybe a bunch of chains or something, like, he might look like somebody who's just going to a club or whatever. That doesn't mean that he's not a gentleman. But if you were to see these two gentlemen walk in, one wearing a complete suit and the other looking the opposite, who would you trust in that situation? I mean, don't, at the same time, like, I'm not thinking about, like, you know, all of these different variables that you might be thinking, like, oh, well, what if this and this and this? Listen, this, no, I'm just saying that, like, if you see a man walk into a room with a suit on compared to a man who doesn't have a suit on, who are you going to think has all of the different things, like, has the job, has the money, has the, you know, the background? You're going to think it's the guy in the suit. Like, that is just what we're thinking. We're going to completely disregard the man who has on these regular outside clothes, because we're not thinking that, you know, he's about business. He's about what it's about. So, like, you could be easily fooled by a man in a suit, is my point. Men in suits, they look good. They look like they know what they want to do. They look like they know where they want to be. Men that don't wear suits don't. They look like, you know, they're just, you know, coasting through life or something. Appearance is everything. And that is true, regardless of what you might be thinking. Appearance speaks volumes. Let's continue. So, during that year, Neo also released 5 singles from the album. 5 singles. Like, the album has 12 songs, you know? It has 12 songs. It also has a bonus track where I really like that bonus track. But, like, it had 12 songs on the physical album. If you got, like, the, you know, the expanded version or whatever, then you'd get more. But, yeah, he released 5 songs. He released Closer, which was the song I was singing in the beginning of this episode, April 15th in 2008. Then he did Miss Independent, July 18th. He did Mad, November 17th. She Got Her Own, December 14th. And then the following year, he released Part of the List. All of those songs, I absolutely love them. They're really good songs, right? And no, he did not do a video for every single song, which, I mean, I think only really Beyonce has done, like, a full video album where she completely does a video twice. I think she did a video for her last few albums or whatever and everything. But my point is that in with these songs, you know, he released 5 of them. It's crazy. Anyway, so here's my analysis. So in the last two analysis album episodes, I talk about how each song kind of ties into the next song, and it goes on like a little bit of a story. It's kind of a story that's just how I feel about his albums. They just feel like a story to me. Okay, and so with the first song, Closer, so he basically is in this space of just like, if you watch the video, he's in this like just space where he kind of feels this presence of a woman, and he has a motorcycle that he doesn't really ride. He's just walking through, and he is just sort of in this gentleman looking suit dancing with a woman, and she is just sort of like there but not really there. So he's in the lyrics, he's saying that, you know, oh, I can feel her, I can taste her, I can see her, like I can feel that she's there with me. And we're all like, okay, cool, is she really there, is she not there, you know what I mean? Like, there's no real indication that she is there. And this song is supposed to like sort of break into that pop, dance pop kind of feel, you know, like, and he's in this vibe where he's like, all right, well, I'm dancing to the music, and you know, I can see her, I know her face, I want her to come closer to me, you know, I can't pull myself away, I can't stop thinking about this person, I can't, you know, I can't do anything else, I could feel her on my skin, I could taste her on my tongue, you know, like, he feels in absolutely in captured in by this woman. And you know, that makes complete sense. On the to the next song, where it's called Nobody, in this song he's already, you know, feeling it, he's at the club, he's having a good time, you know, and then he sees this girl, he's just like, she hits the floor, make the club ignite, you know, sex a little fire, and you are just, again, he's also, he first he was like, all right, come closer to me. So now this is him in my mind, you know, this is, I'm picturing him, he's at the club, he sees this one girl, he's like, oh, I need to be closer to her, like everything about me is gravitating towards her. And so now we get a little bit more background about who this girl is, and I'm definitely guessing that he has now since moved on from whoever he was with in the last album, you know what I mean, like he's no longer thinking about her, where we have moved on to new people, new women. And you know, so with this lady in Nobody, she's like, she comes in and she's like just already on fire, she's dancing, she's electric, he's like, you know, now that I see you and you got this like crazy style and sex appeal, like, you know, what's going on with you? Like, he's like, what's the deal? Are you with someone? Can we be together? Can we get together? You know? And he's basically saying nobody got it like her. There's nobody out there, no other woman, no other anything can like do it for him. Like, she's doing it. Like, she's in there strutting her stuff, she's dancing, she's having a good time, and you know, she's just feeling the vibe 100%. And it's nice to see, you know what I mean, like some women, they are on it as soon as they come to the club, you know, they look good, they know they look good, and they are strutting their stuff, they're in there having a blast. Okay, then we go into the next song, Single, with New Kids on the Block and Neo. So this song, you know, it's definitely one of the singles that came out with his music, like he put it out there, the song was released in August or whatever. And so, you know, he has New Kids on the Block. If you guys, I didn't really know who New Kids on the Block were until I heard this song. And don't get me wrong, like I know the oh 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 oh, like I know that song, the right stuff, I know that song, right? But I didn't really know New Kids on the Block like that. I didn't even know that one of the New Kids was Donnie Wahlberg. I only really knew of Mark Wahlberg because he was in all of the things. Like, he was in TV, he was in movies all over the place, you know? And so, like, when in 2008, when I'm like, who's New Kids on the Block? Of course, I'm like, all right, now I gotta look into this. Who's that? Oh, snap, Donnie Wahlberg. Who is that? Oh, snap, he's Mark Wahlberg's brother. You know what I mean? Like, it all started coming together. Anyway, so in this particular song, it's very clear. Like, the lyrics are simple as the light of day. He's just they're singing to any girl out there who, you know, is feeling single. And he's like, they're like, listen, you know, it doesn't matter what you're doing or who you're with right now, or if you no. They're basically like, look, I am here, okay? You don't gotta be alone tonight. So while the DJ's playing this song, I'll be your boyfriend. Let me pretend to be a man. So as you're listening to the song, we are together for the time that for the duration of this song. You know what I mean? And when I first heard the song, I was just like, oh, snap. You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't, like I said, in the summer of 2008, I fell in love. So I was just like, well, all right. Sorry, Neo, I'm sort of taken, but I'll let you be my boyfriend because I'm listening to the song. And so I listened to the song, and it's such a good song. Like, I don't know. I think it's that do, 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 do. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but listen, when this song came out, I was just like, ah, you know what I mean? Like, I was hype. I was hype. And, like, to honestly, when this song came out, it was actually shared between New Kids on the Block from their fifth studio album, The Block, and it was a duet with Neo, and then Neo also released it on. So he did a solo version on his song, you know, that was also because he helped write the song. Him and Jamal Jones wrote this song, and so both New Kids on the Block and Neo had the song on their respected albums. And so because like I know that I heard that it was a single, first of all, like, you know, it came out as a single, and then he had it on his album too. And so like, you know, I was just again, I was like a hype. I was so hype hearing this song. I was like, oh, you know, I feel it. You know, I mean, I was just like, if I'm at a club and I was supposed to be brought there by my man and he didn't bring me, of course there's other men at the club waiting. It kind of sounds predatory, but they're kind of just waiting, like, oh, well, you looking good, I'm looking good, like let's make something happen. Let's at least dance together. And so, you know, that's what I'm thinking when it comes to this song. It's not really for me in this particular album. It's just a nice song. He's being a gentleman. He's like, okay, if you're single, if you're here without your man, let me like dine with you, have a good time with you in like at the club, dancing and having a good time, and then we could part ways as soon as the song is over. Simple as that. Now, going into the next song, Mad, which was a released song in November 17th, Mad, okay, now we've turned the tables. Okay, now we've gone into a little bit of a, all right, we've been through like we've been through a rough patch. We were arguing a lot, and now it's way different. Like, we just went from, you know, him feeling close to this girl. He's saying that nobody is like her, she's one of a kind, to then, you know, single, like, oh, if a girl is single, let me be that one for them in the club. Let me just be there for them because their man decided not to show up. But now, We're in an alt. It kind of feels like we're in an alternate universe, okay? First of all, if you ever seen this music video, mind you, like I said before, like whenever these videos would come out, I would run to MTV, run to BET, like make sure, like, oh, I gotta wait. Like, is it coming on? Is it coming on? Is it coming on? You know, that was like pre-YouTube. That was before all of it, because I know that YouTube would have music videos and all that, but I wasn't really like, let me jump onto YouTube and find the song. No, I was like looking on the TV still. That was my thought process, was look on the TV. But this particular music video for Mad, it actually premiered on AOL. Can you think of that for a minute? Like, I don't even use AOL anymore. My AIM handle was like K, what was it? Like Kiwi QH something something. Oh wait, it was like I don't even use it anymore. I don't even know if it's activated anymore. But this particular music video premiered on AOL. I remember because it was talked about over the radio, da 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 da. And I'm watching this video. The video is shot in black and white, and it presents Neo where he's arguing with his now girlfriend. And he's arguing with her, he's arguing with her, and the actress in the video is Fawn Chambers, and I've seen her in, movies like White Chicks, Bring It On, again, epic movie. She was in a few different TV shows, like All of Us or Eve. She was also in Psych, if you guys remember that. I think she played Gus's sister, you know what I mean? And him and her and Sean had something. Anyway, so I've seen her, so I'm like, oh, like this is nice. He has somebody that I know, because in the other videos it was just like some that I don't know who she is, but this was an actual actress, you know what I mean? So anyway, in the video we're seeing a struggle, we're seeing a fight, we're seeing them like argue. And after leaving in an attempt to save a child from a car accident, someone is fatally hit. We don't know if it's the child. We don't know if it's him. We don't know if, like, we don't know what's going on. But all we know is that, like, the music is telling you that these two just are not in good, they're not in good spirits or whatever. And so, like, through the music, he's like, she's staring at me. I'm wondering what she's thinking. Nobody's talking because it'll just turn into screaming. He's like, we're arguing. This is what an argument looks like. I'm yelling over her. She's yelling over me. No one, like, none of us are listening to each other. And like, we're fighting, we're fighting, and we don't even remember why we're fighting. We're just fighting because we're both mad. And now we're mad for nothing, fighting for nothing, crying for nothing. We won't let it go. And he's like trying to tell this story of like, listen, it's gonna rain. Like, sometimes it's gonna rain. Can we make it up? Can we get back to a good place? Can we push through this pain? Like, 'cause, like, we can't really go to bed. Like, I don't want to go to bed mad at you, and I don't want you to go to bed mad at me, because that's not gonna solve anything. We're just gonna be stuck mad at each other, and it's not gonna help. First of all, in general, guys, like I think I mentioned this before, if you go to bed mad, it is not good for you. Like, you are going to not have a good night's sleep. Like, I don't know anybody who's ever gone to bed mad and had a good night's sleep. Like, I just don't. And if you are, then kudos to you. But you don't want to go to bed mad. It's not the best thing for your health in general. So, like, yeah, this song is going on, and they're still arguing, they're still upset, and the video is just kind of like, it's a little weird, because you could kind of tell that there's something off. And then you realize that at the end of the video, spoiler alert, if you've never seen it, I mean, this movie this video came out 15 years ago, so it's revealed that the whole time Neo has been a ghost singing. He's just singing as a ghost form, and that it was him who was killed because he saved somebody. You wouldn't notice that originally, like listening to the song, it's kind of dark. It's not dark, dark, but it's like the visuals are kind of dark. And so it kind of like plays off of, the Sixth Sense and all that stuff, where you kind of don't realize that the person that you're talking to or the person is not there anymore. And I remember when this song came out, and I was just like, wow, this is deep, like he's really trying to, for me, I'm just sitting there watching him, like, man, he's really trying to fight for his relationship. All for me to then realize that actually he's gone, and he's been a ghost the entire time. And this actually comes up again later on in the album, but we'll get to that. So the next song, which is guaranteed one of my favorite songs on the album. I actually did a dance to the song at my 18th birthday party with a bunch of my closest girlfriends and my cousins, and we danced to the song, and I have a video of it. And it's a good song. It makes me feel like, on top of the world. It's called Miss Independent. That's the fifth song on the album, and it's actually the second single released from the album, and it samples the song Forget About Me by Keisha a little bit, right? So anyway, this song, Miss Independent, woof, this song is top tier Neo. This is probably like the best song. Like, if anybody thinks of Neo, and you think of the discography of what he's done, like the different musical recordings, the particular like composings that he's done, all of his songs that he's done, you're gonna think of Miss Independent. I know I think of Miss Independent when I think of Neo, because it's one of my favorite songs by him. And again, it has a music video to it, and we just kind of see like, and it has all of all also it has all of these different cameos. There's Kevin Hart, Carrie Hilson, Gabrielle Union, Lauren London, and Trey Songz. Like, all of these people are in this particular song, and it begins with him as a corporate boss walking to his office through his employees' offices, and as he walks by various office workers, the other singers, they say good morning to him, and he's enjoying the sight of all the women and all the people. And the video continues with Neo at a meeting getting interrupted by his boss. Like, oh, what? Oh my gosh. Yes, his boss, who's played by Gabrielle Union, who apologizes to him at the end and asks what she can do to make it up to him or whatever. And this song, I had it, I danced to it at my 18th birthday party, and it was a big moment for me. It was a big, I was feeling very confident. I'm like, yes, I'm 18. I'm a woman now or whatever. Like, that was going through my head. And listening to the song, I definitely felt that. You know what I mean? So like, the song is just, and the way that it starts, like da 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 da. You know what I mean? And it's got that flow, and he definitely like makes like it feels like a full gentleman vibe. Like, okay, here, let me hype up this lady right here. Okay, she walks like a boss, talks like a boss, she got manicured nails, her feet are done, she's fly, she's got on the best outfit, she moves like a boss, she does what a boss does, and she's the kind of girl that you need. She's not there for your money. She's not there to like hold your hand or anything. Like, look, like, she is top tier. So you better get your act together, and it's so that you can, if you want to be with Miss Independent, because the way that she shines, the way that she exudes herself, the way that she just moves and works, it's like, he's exploding that. He's exploding that all over. He's just like, listen, she's sexy. She's like top tier. She's got it all figured out. She's got a car. She's got a crib. She's paying her bills on time. Like, She is it. She don't need no man to do nothing for her. And I'm saying that in the most respectful way, believe me, because not only can she do it for herself, if she has a man and she brings a man on board into the fold, guess what? That is just only hyping the both of them up. They would both shine together because she's got it. Listen, her favorite thing to say is, "Don't worry, I got it." If she got it, if she bought it, best believe she got it. You know what I mean? Like, and so any man that sees an independent woman that is like, that can take care of her, that can take care of her bills, can take care of like everything that she needs, the only thing I would say is like a man would just come into that and just be another person that she can be with. Like she can, yes, she can do it all. She can be the badass, be the boss, be the person who can take care of herself. But if she has a man on top of that, you know, who gonna tell her something? Who gonna check her? You know what I mean? So like he's like, "Oh, won't you come and spend a little time and you know," he's like, "I know you got your own thing going on, but let me come in there with you. Let me be on your level. Let me come and be with you." Right? So that's how I'm feeling. That's what I'm thinking when I heard this song. I'm like, "Oh, yes. Okay. Like I want to steal his heart. I want to be Miss Independent." Now, was I actually independent at 18 years old? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I was not independent at 18 years old. I mean, I'm way more independent now than I was back then, but the song still hyped me up, okay? It sure did. Yes, it did. It hyped me all the way up. And like the music video was just, it was just beautiful. It was awesome. It was awesome, okay? The next song, so okay. It's interesting because again, like this particular, the track, the album isn't really necessarily going in a certain way that I thought it would, you know, in terms of just like telling a story and weaving the story. Because he, again, like if we could recap real quick, he went from like "Come Closer" to "Nobody's Like Her." Like, if you're single, let me holla at you. Well, no, I'm sorry. If you're single, then let me be your man until the song comes off. Then he's mad and we find out that he is actually a ghost. So is he a ghost for the rest of this album? I don't know. Let's find out. So then we get into "Why Does She Stay," which is a beautiful song. It's not really my favorite, but it's very, you know, sultry, and the vibe of it is kind of just like kind of mellow, just a little softer on the tone. That he's like, "Why does she stay? Why does she stay? Like, she hates doing the dishes, and even though I mess up the most, she begs me all the time to help her." And you know, he knows that he should, but he's lazy. He's like, you know, she's considering his feelings, and she's thinking of him. So like I'm thinking to now that, like, all right, like from "Closer" to "Mad" is one story, and then we come into a new story where he's like, all right, let's say he reincarnated or whatever, and he's coming and he's just kind of like, all right, well, I'm with this independent woman. And he's like, why does she stay? Like, why does she put up with me? Because I don't contribute that much. I don't contribute, because he's like, I'm so selfish. I'm unworthy. You know, I don't do the things that I should be doing around the house. Like, and yet she's still there. You know, she doesn't like that they don't spend enough time together. They don't see each other. But she doesn't nag him. She doesn't like complain about anything. And he's just like, why is she still here? What is the reason? I don't get it. And then we get to the climax of the song where he's like, oh, she's in love. And it's like, oh yeah, that makes a lot more sense, right? Like when you're in love with someone, don't you just feel like you're on top of the world? You don't have a care in the world about anything else. You're just in love and you want to make sure that you're doing everything you can to be with that person. And so he basically answers the question himself, like, why does she stay? She's in love. And that means that you have to step up your game at this point. You have to step up your game because, like, if she's in love, we don't know how long that's gonna last. Because obviously he's not doing anything to keep her, but because she's so in love, she doesn't even notice at that point, you know? She doesn't even notice. But then, okay, now this is where things get interesting. This is where things get interesting because the next song is called Fade Into the Background. And like, so now I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, she was in love. You know, she was this person that was like willing to be, okay, quote unquote, the wifey for a man who was not being the husband that she needed him to be. Not saying that they were married, but I'm saying that, like, if you think about it, she was doing wifey things. She was clearly doing wifey things, and why does she stay? She was cooking and cleaning. She was cleaning up after him. She was taking care of him. And he wasn't doing it. He wasn't stepping up because she was in love. So she was doing all these things. So now we're in Fade Into the Background, where here we're at a different perspective. Now he's kind of sitting off in the corner saying that she looks good in that white dress. And at the far end of the aisle, she's clearly with another man who is putting a smile on her face. There's a smile on his face. He's in love. She's in love. And Neo is assed out of luck. Excuse my French. He's out of luck right now because now he's looking at the person that he could have been with. He could have married and been with, but because he did something wrong, and obviously they broke up, and now there's a lot of time passed. First of all, people, I don't know if I would ever invite an ex to a wedding. I know that, like, when I was a teenager, when I was in high school, I might have talked about it with some guy once, and I was just like, you know, if you get married, I'll come to your wedding, and if I get married, I'd want you to come to my wedding. But, you know, we were talking in the ways like that we loved each other. So it's like if things went wrong and we ended up with other people, we were sort of just kind of like, yeah, well, I'll come to your wedding and you'll come to mine. But that was just teenage talking. That was just teenage talking. So I'm like, now that I'm an adult, I'm like, I don't think that I would invite an ex to a wedding. Like, that just doesn't sound like a good idea. But for some reason, this man Neo is at her wedding. And he's at the reception and he's sipping on rosé and he's looking at her and she looks all beautiful in her white dress and she's, you know, enjoying her life. She's enjoying the moment. She's enjoying the fact that she got married and she's with the right guy. And yet he's there and they both look at each other for just a second. They look at each other for just a second and they smile and then they look away. And it's funny because you don't know what you got till it ain't there no more. And it's true. And so it's like, why would you put yourself through that? Like, you know what I mean? Like, why would you go to your ex's wedding and then sit there and like watch him or her get married to someone else? You know what I mean? Like, now you're just sitting there, like he said, you're just sitting there and you're kind of like, well, I should have, woulda, coulda. And it's like, oh well. You know what I mean? Like, oh well. So he, by the end of it, he's like, I'll say congratulations and I'll fade into the background. Like, just fade away. And he gonna go about his business at that point. Right? And into the next song where, okay, he has saw an ex get married and he's now feeling all of those things. And, you know, okay, so now he's in this state, he's in this moment here where he's feeling all the things. So You Can Cry is the next song. It's the eighth song on the album. And he's like, oh, so it's over, you know, he's with someone else and you know her and you can't get any lower. You sit in the dark alone, won't answer your phone, you know, and he's just going through all of these motions of just feeling sad and feeling mad and angry at the world. And he's just like, I've never felt this pain before. Like, and I think he's singing from the point of view of the woman, in my opinion. Like, it's not really about him in this moment, but he's just kind of like sitting in this kind of pity party with someone, or just like explaining a part of it, which again is gonna kind of tie into the next song, because it's like, all right, but you know, he's like, at some point he's just like, I'll ask the sun to shine away from you today so you can cry. Like, if that's what you want, all right. If you want to cry in the rain, I'll ask the clouds to bring the rain for you today so you can cry. And you know, your tears won't bring him back. And it definitely sounds like he's talking, like he's speaking, like he's doing that singing thing where he's singing in the place of the great beyond. So you know how I said, oh, he might, like, after Mad, that was one story, then maybe he's reincarnated. So at the same time, like, so Miss Independent is in there, but and Miss Independent and Why Does She Stay is in between Mad and Fade Into the Background and So You Could Cry. But I'm thinking that those moments were, or the songs were, kind of like precursors to the entire story. Like, it feels as though, you know what I mean? Like, it absolutely feels as though the placement of the songs are not in the right order. So then we're thinking, okay, so he's like, all right, I'll do all these things, but it kind of feels like he's not really there. You know what I mean? He's asking the sun to shine away, he's asking the clouds to come. So where is he now, right? What's going on? Then we go into the next song, Part of the List. Part of the List is such a beautiful song. It's a beautiful song. It when I first heard it, it brought tears to my eyes, because I was just like, oh my goodness, like, this is such a beautiful song, you know what I mean? So and it's basically, okay, so in this song, he's listing out all of the things that made him fall in love at the very beginning. It's listing all of the reasons and the everything that he noticed about his love. He's talking about the style of her hair, shape of her eyes, her nose, the way that she stares into his soul. It's the way that, you know, he's describing the way that she looks a little bit, where her left hand isn't as big as her right hand, and the way that she stands in a mirror after she's done herself, got all dressed up, put on makeup. And he's like, you know, thinking about all these things, and he's like, this is all part of the list, things that I miss, key things that I miss. And he's thinking about the funny little laugh, he's thinking about the smile, he's thinking about the kiss, he's thinking about all of these different things, he's reminiscing, he's thinking about the sweet smell. Like, he's remembering all of the things that made him fall in love, everything that he misses about this person. And why? Why would you think that he's doing this? And this, like I said, it's a very beautiful song. So, okay, we're noticing. So this is in the music video for Part of the List. We see, okay, boom, here's Neo. He's inside of a music store. And he's looking through CDs or whatever, he notices his ex-girlfriend. Okay? And they greet each other. She has a fiance. And, you know, after hearing all this, he's like, oh, okay, cool, whatever. So then we kind of see like a glimpse of the past a little bit. We see Claire and Neo chasing a taxi, and after they catch it, he kisses her and she leaves in the taxi. And then shortly after, Neo starts to try to get her attention but stops. Okay? And then later on, Claire and Neo meet on a bridge, and then Claire starts to hug Neo and then says, I miss you. Then they continue to walk on the bridge, and Claire looks around carefully. Then they hang out in the city until the day is over, right? At night, Claire is awake. She can't stop thinking about him. Then there's flashbacks of our scene with Claire and Neo having fun, and then it's Claire and Martin, and then eating breakfast and smiling at each other. And meanwhile, guess who? Neo is with his current girlfriend from da 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 the video Mad. Okay, they're getting out of bed at the same time. You know, it's in two different places now. Like, he's with Claire, then he's also with his current girlfriend, where, you know, he sees the text from her, and it kind of foreshadows the beginning of Mad, where he leaves the room with his current girlfriend following with a heartbroken look on her face. And then we see Mad, okay? So it's interesting because part of the list is just a prelude to Mad. So this man is definitely not here anymore. It's just, it's wild, right? Like the songs that are going on, and it's like, okay, it's the year of the gentleman. You're just like, what is he? Is he here? Is he not here? You know what I mean? Let's go to the next song. Back to What You Know. So obviously this feels like a revamp in a sense, okay? Because now he's either with the same person or he's still kind of like in some type of limbo where he's telling the person, he's in another fight. He's like, okay, like, I don't know where to begin, fighting a war I can't win, fighting a memory, something that used to be. So I don't know if he's like fighting with whoever he's fighting with, but he's telling her, you know, he's like, your body is here with me, but your heart and mind are still with him. So I don't know if, like, you know, she's thinking about her ex or her whoever she used to be with, or he's thinking like, or in the sense of just kind of like, well, maybe he's not really there. So she's just with him because she remembers who he used to be. I don't know. This song is kind of weird, and it's in a weird place in the album, because he's all like, go back to what you know. Go back to where you know your heart is. You know, this is impossible. It'll never work. You don't want it. You want to be with him. So just go back to what you know. And that's what he's telling her throughout the entire song. So it's just kind of like, what is it? Like, he's like, you don't want me. And I'm like, are you even there, man? Like, because I thought you died. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so are you a spirit that's just kind of like restless or something? Like, it, I don't know. It just didn't make sense. So I'm just kind of like, who, what, where, why, and how is my thought in there. So then you go into the next song where he's talking about Lie to Me. And he's, so now I don't think that they actually broke up. He's just now singing to himself. He's like, lie to me, lie to me. I don't want to feel anything. I feel hurt. This actually really, like, this reality, it stinks. Like, you know, I don't want to know what I know to be true. Like, I don't know if she's cheating on him or what. Like, it is just wild at this point. And he's like, listen, I need desperately to believe you. And it sounds as though, like, the game is flipped. Because, like I said, in his previous albums, he was the one that was cheating. And he did sort of cheat. Like, he cheated in part of the list into on his girlfriend who was in the Mad video. Okay? Like, he cheated. He was cheating. So I don't know, like, you know. And it's just like, what is going on? Like, at this point, the next few songs just feel as though they're coming from a weird place. Like, is he in an out-of-body experience? Like, I don't know. So he's just like, lie to me, you know, just tell me another lie. I don't want to believe this. Tell me it was a dream, you know. It's just, it's wild. And so then we finally get to the last song called Stop This World. And I absolutely actually really like this song because, it's, first of all, it's a really nice little song. It's kind of got that same kind of flow, like part of the list, but just like, it's some slightly different. So in this final song, he's saying that he woke up in heaven today, she kissed me and I floated away. So I'm still here thinking that this man is like a ghost, and he's just been a ghost this entire time, and he'll continue to be a ghost. And, you know, he can't feel the ground. He's like, stop this world from spinning, I never felt a love so strong. So he's like, it's either he's like super duper really absolutely 100% in love, and then he's like, also, like, is he really there? You know, because the song is just like, it's kind of slow and mellow, and he's like, because I can't feel the ground. Someone let me down. I never felt so high as I do now. It's too good to be true. I don't deserve you. I never felt the love strong enough to stop this world from spinning. And again, it just, like, I don't know if he's in this, like, mentalish state, because it definitely feels like it, like, he could just be in an outer body experience at this point. Like, he's just walking around life as a ghost, and he either died, or okay, he's up in the hospital somewhere, just like having all of these visions and things in his mind while he's unconscious. I don't know. I don't know, you know what I mean? But it's just because I like Neo, and I liked his style of music and the way that he does certain things. It's just like, wow. But you know, this particular album, this particular album that just like took off in 2008 was really good. He was in a suit for a lot of the songs on there. And honestly, like, I kind of wish, like, I think I've said this before, but I do kind of wish that he made videos for every single song, because I would like some clarity. I just want to know if he's been dead the whole time, or if he's just in a coma and having an out of body experience throughout the entire ending of the album. Those last few songs just make you feel like maybe he really wasn't there. Like, maybe he was just having all of these visions in his mind. Because Miss Independent had to have been prior to, because he's clearly walking into a building. He has a boss. He's with all of these people, so they know, they see him. You know what I mean? So how could Mad be before that? But it also, the other thing is that Mad, the video, is in black and white. So it's just kind of like, is this an alternate universe where he is, you know, kind of like, okay, this is what life is like with me, and this is what life is like without me. And so then we're just seeing the different contrast in the next few songs after that. You know what I mean? Like, he's at a wedding. So he's like, okay, well, if he's at a wedding, then is he also, you know, there in real life, or is she just seeing him? And then he looks at, because he fades into the background, guys. He just fades into the background, and only ghosts can really fade anywhere. I'm looking at you, Casper. Yeah. Anyway, and so just a little bonus, the song She Got Her Own with him and Fabulous and Jamie Foxx. Oh man, did I like that song. I love that song. She Got Her Own, like, that is a good song. It's kind of like the beginning to Miss Independent. She got her own. You know, you don't have to worry about nothing. She's got it. Like, yeah, baby, she's got it, you know? She works hard, she does what she's gotta do, and then you got Jamie Foxx and his beautiful voice on there. Come on now. It's a dedication to the independent women, the ones working hard for hers, you know. And so this is just a song that's like saying that. And I also did a dance to this song. Like, I did a preview dance. It was a short kind of like intro dance to Miss Independent, because that's how it flows, okay? She got her own, and then you go into Miss Independent. All right? I love her because she got her own. She don't need mine. She said, leave mine alone. You know, this, like, look, I got it. That's what that's saying. Like, as an independent queen, this is what she does, because she's got it. And when she's got it, she's not gonna be gold digging. She's not gonna be looking for no man to pay her bills. She's not gonna be looking for no man to do nothing for her that she can't do for herself. So that is what I'm thinking. And that is the breakdown or the analysis of this entire album, at least the 12 songs plus the bonus song. So again, When I do these analyses, I just think about like how it could be a story, how it could, literally just tie into one another. So I'm really just thinking that, at some point he was feeling all gentlemanly and doing all of these things, and then he died, or he is just in some bad dream or something. Who knows? The only person who knows is Neo. So if Neo, if you're listening to this, and you could just give me some clarification as to why things happen the way they do. If you could do that, that'd be great. Actually, I am wrong. The She Got Her Own is Miss Independent Part 2, technically. So it's supposed to happen after the fact. And it's got a bunch of different cameo appearances in that video with Estelle, Eve, Keisha Cole, Jill Marie Jones, Teyana Taylor, Twins, Malika Haque and Khadija Haque from ATL, and of course Neo, Fabulous, Jamie Foxx. Then there's remixes to the song with T-Pain, Joey Galaxy, aka Young Cash, and Nicki Minaj, who also remixed it. So, and then of course there was some Jamaican flavor to it as well with Busy Signal and SZA, okay, and also Vybz Kartel and Spice. Well, technically their remix is called Rampin' Shop, but it's got the same. Anyway, all right. I have had a song stuck in my head for, like, I don't even know. And I just read today while recording and getting my end of my recording together. And it's Nationwide. And like for a hot minute, Nationwide's theme song or jingle has been surpassing the, or not surpassing, but Nationwide's jingle has been just everywhere. Everywhere. And it doesn't make me want to use Nationwide, but it definitely has been everywhere. And I just have it in my head to sing it, and I'm just like, Nationwide is on your side. Like, I don't know why. It's such a funny jingle that people done turned churchy. Anyway, so that was the episode, folks. I hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for listening to me rant about another Neo album. I know. It's like, why do you want to talk about these things? Listen, I told you why. It's just because it feels like a story that needs to be told. Needless to say, on the next episode, I have a guest coming on with me. She is a great guest. I'm so glad that she was able to come onto my show and talk to me about her story. Her name is Pepper Ann, and that is correct. I said Pepper Ann. And if you are nostalgic like me and you felt like this was the way to go, then yes, this is exactly what that is. Pepper Ann from the show, that's what I thought about. That's who, that's instantly the cartoon. I thought about the red hair and, everything. And her purple shirt and her skirt, which I still didn't know that that was a skirt for a really long time. Anyway, but a lady named Pepper Ann will be on KD Time on the very next episode coming up after this one. And I'm excited for you guys to hear her story. It's very interesting. I'll tell you that. It's very interesting. And it's definitely not something that, I thought I was going to talk about. But here we are. So, yeah, that's coming up next. As usual, if you like the episode, if you want to find out when the next one is, the best way to do that is to subscribe. You subscribe to the show, you share it with your friends, and you enjoy what I'm doing here. Okay, that's all. It's all it takes is just a simple share of a button. Just go ahead, share it. Just do it right now. Share the episode. Before you even finish it, just share the episode. Put it on your Instagram. I don't care. Do whatever you need to do. Share the episode. Share. 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 And I'm not talking about the singer. Even though, if you shared the episode, then that would let me know that you got me, babe. And with that being said, thanks for listening. You guys are the best. Hope you have a great with whatever you're doing. If it's a great day, great night, whatever you're listening to, and whenever that you're listening to this on, I appreciate you guys. You're the best. Deuces.